I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, colour. Welcome back to the brightest show in the podcast sphere. I'm Mumtaz Begum Hussain, a colour therapist and author of the book Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. Colour is my superpower, and my mission is to fight the drab with the feel-good benefits of colour therapy. In episode 1, we dived straight into the colour red, its associations and how it can make us feel. I'll be doing similar episodes on different colours, but they'll be alternated with colour therapy topics. So this week, I'm going to be talking about favourite colours. Now, this is one of the questions I get asked about all the time. It's the second most frequent question I get asked after, is my rainbow hair real? You'll have to guess the answer to that one. In this episode, I'll be sharing why we have favourite colours, what having such an attachment to a colour means, and I'll explain the significance of the opposite, having a least favourite shade. So join me on this audio colour adventure as we dive into the spectrum of satisfying shades. What is your favourite colour? As children, we're constantly asking this question in the school playground. It's loaded with importance because the answer could well determine whether someone has friend potential. But as adults, it loses its appeal as we tend to start conversations with, "What do you do for a living?" But what if I was to tell you that your favourite colour says a lot more about you than your job? Knowing that someone connects with the attributes and qualities of a particular hue tells us much more about them on a personal level than how they spend their working day, which typically isn't all personal choice. It's even one of the questions that matchmakers and matrimonial services ask to help find the perfect partnership. The only thing is, there is a flaw. And that is that favourite colours don't stay the same your whole life. It's likely that your favourite colour that you had as a child is vastly different to the one you have now. The reason why we have favourite colours is rooted in the therapeutic properties of colour and what we need as we transition through different times of our life. Our favourite colours aren't just to do with their aesthetic appeal. There are other factors, including our health and whether we're experiencing any changes, work, including job satisfaction, and relationships, whether you've had a death in the family or if you've fallen in love. The colours we're drawn to are what we need in that moment to help us. Let's focus on adolescence. Black is commonly a favourite colour for teenagers, not just those that are aligning themselves with a subculture where black may be symbolic, though that can be one of the reasons. We often feel drawn to black when we're confronting issues around our identity. So if you're going through a stage of trying to find yourself, as many young people are, black offers comfort, and having it on your body and in your bedroom will help you feel like you're being your authentic self. There's an element of stubbornness associated with black too. You may be in a situation where you think you'll never change your mind, like black will remain your favourite colour forever. And then just like the flick of a switch, it can suddenly change as a reaction to the life changes that we're going through. There are definite levels of aesthetic appreciation, of course, linked to our inner passions. For me, that takes the form of colour combinations rather than one colour. So if, like me, you can't find that one particular colour as your favourite, you might have a palette of joy instead. The palette I always return to is peacock colours. I'm so in awe of how green, blue, and purple come together with such harmony. In some ways, it is because of the aesthetic, and in others, it's because the traits of these colours are connected through calming and spiritual properties. Just as last week's episode was about the colour red, I will be delving into colours one at a time, so keep listening for episodes on the Peacock Trio. While you've been listening today, I hope that you've had some thinking time about what your favourite colour is. Can you recall a time you felt such an attraction to a different colour? And what if I reversed the question and asked, what is your least favourite colours? Because that also says something about you. My favourite colours constantly change, but I've known for some time that my least favourite colour is grey. Everything about grey upsets me. I can't connect with its energy levels. I find it oppressive and almost suffocating, and this is a strong reaction for someone who loves colour. Is there a colour that you too have an aversion to, perhaps in the same way? It's actually detrimental to exclude a colour from your life. By rejecting a colour, we're missing out on its properties, and this can make us become unbalanced. For many years, and it sounds crazy now, I loathed yellow. As a child, I despised it because I had several negative memories attached to it. And our memories do affect our relationship with colour. My earliest memories are two nightmares I had, which both took place in yellow rooms, and for the longest time I couldn't shake off that association. It wasn't until I was an adult that I could disconnect from these memories, and now I adore yellow. It's a colour I need in my life. In fact, I crave it. Perhaps I'm making up for lost time. I often wonder if one day the switch will flick and I'll suddenly fall madly in love with the colour grey. It doesn't seem possible now, but some things are beyond our control, and how we feel about different colours is one of those matters. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of Hello Colour. Please do subscribe and share the link with any colour-loving and colour-curious pals. If you're interested in finding out more about colours, you can buy my book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. My contact details are in the show notes, so please drop me an email or connect with me on Twitter or Instagram at MomTazBH, and let me know if you have any colour-related questions I can answer for you. Hello Colour is presented by MomTaz Begum Hussein. The show theme tune, I Dig Your Colours, is composed by Cellophane Company, a three-piece band based in LA, London and Tokyo. Find them on Spotify and Apple Music. The track features on their new EP, Colour Theory. Do check it out. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.